Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Goggins on the Chad Hartman Show.
Newstalk 830 WCCO, the time is 2:08, and what an exciting weekend for Vikings fans. Among other things, let's talk about it. Chip Scoggins is here with the Star Tribune. Chip, how are you?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me, man.
I think we have to start with the Vikings. I don't think there were too many people who predicted that outcome.
No, and I'm included in that group, and we didn't see that coming after, you know, the way they had played up to this point and coming off just a dreadful performance against the Chargers and bringing J.J. McCarthy back. You didn't know how he was going to perform. The defense has not been anywhere near what we thought it should be all season. And then as our old friend Sid Hartman used to say, it's a crazy league, and yesterday proved it again. The NFL proved again that as soon as you think one narrative is going to happen, the complete opposite does, and the Vikings put it together and play their best performance of the year by far.
JJ's post-game news conference, I thought it was pretty impressive. I'm wondering what you think. He didn't play a perfect game. There was all kinds of things that didn't go well. We won, but I thought it was pretty mature of him to acknowledge that in the news conference.
Yeah, and he's a very emotional young guy. I mean, if you spend any time around him, you obviously see it on the field. It just comes pouring out of him, but just that's who he is. And I think the fact that the reception he got from his teammates and coaches when he came back in the locker room after the game and they were all there ready to celebrate with him, I think that really meant a lot to him because, listen, you're a young quarterback who was drafted high and you haven't been available that much. You played three games, right? And so I'm sure that weighs on him. And the fact that he hasn't been able to be out there and contributing, to get back out there and really make the play of the game on that third down pass to Naylor when it's you got to have it. You don't want to punt the ball back to the Lions offense. And he makes that throw. I think it was just – it really struck him and his emotions kind of poured out of him. And he knows – I mean, the performance was kind of all over the map. There was a lot of good. There's some, you know, bad, some in between. But, listen, he had three touchdowns. He showed his mobility with his legs. And at the moment of truth, when they had to have a play on third and five, he puts the ball right on the money to Naylor, and that ends the game. So against a really, really good team. So that was a great first step. And obviously, I think you have to point to the fact that they mostly had their starting offensive line back, four of the five with their two tackles coming back. So that was a big part of it. And then also being able to run the ball and their defense standing up and playing the way they did. Gave everybody confidence.
Well, the defense has been such a disappointment for the most part this year. What did it make a big difference to have that big of a difference to have Van Ginkel back?
Well, I think it did, but it's, I mean, we can look at the offensive side when there's struggles where you can say, okay, they had a lot of injuries over there, right? Defensively, really, it's just been Van Ginkel. Now, Cashman missed a few games and getting him back help, but Van Ginkel's, you know, a terrific player, obviously, but it's, you saw guys stepping up that we haven't seen, particularly the interior guys, Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. They made an impact. You saw it. And so I think that's what you've been waiting for. And really, it came down to stopping the run. I mean, that's something that they have not done well through the first seven games. And to hold Montgomery and Gibbs to 65 yards rushing, I don't think anybody would have guessed that. And that's where it all stemmed from, right? When they, by being able to do that, then Brian Flores could come up with his creative blitz packages. And you could tell it really bothered Goff. He just looked completely out of sorts through most of the game. He found a little bit of rhythm late, I think, but you saw him be uncharacteristically inaccurate, and he was rushing to get the ball out because he didn't really quite have a handle on where the pass rush was coming from. And so, but I think it all comes down to they won the line of scrimmage in terms of being able to stop the run, and that set the tone for everything else.
Yeah, he did really look rattled, which I was surprised. It was even in the first, I think it was in the first quarter. I don't know. He definitely seemed off. And I guess if the defense is getting that kind of penetration, and I mean, obviously he's a competent guy and he's a great quarterback, but you know, sometimes it just takes getting hit a couple times and it, I don't know, knock things back to reality. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And he was sacked five times, but it just seemed like they did a good job of stunning and coming from different areas. And I don't think he really got a handle on where the pressure was coming from. So, cause it wasn't just one guy or one area. Yeah. I mean, it was, they're getting it across the board, and he's a guy who's had pretty good success against the blitz, Brian Flores' blitz. So it's like, this was something, I don't think we've seen a lot from him where he looked sped up. I just felt like everything about him, looked sped up in the way the ball came out of his hand. And so it was, I mean, Chris, that was the defense. I think we've all said from the beginning of season, like that's what it looked like, or that's what it should look like. I thought going in, this would be a top five scoring defense that really made quarterbacks uncomfortable and kind of could impose their will. We just haven't seen that until yesterday. So I think more than to come out of yesterday is like, that is something that you've been waiting to see the defense perform and be that kind of dominant presence.
It really was like watching a different team. I was like, wait, what? Where has this defense been the entire season? Like, finally, you're exactly right. Like, this is what we wanted. I want to talk about Justin Jefferson. He didn't get a lot of, and I'm sure it wasn't the fact that Wentz didn't throw to him. I just feel like there's a much bigger connection between the JJs. Is that a real thing, or is that something I'm just imagining?
It could be maybe just because of the time spent on task, right? I mean, they work together throughout the, you know, the spring and off season, and you know, in the summer doing special throw, you know, the throwing sessions they had, and then you know, throughout training camp. I mean, Carson Wentz didn't get here till, you know, at the very end, and so he just didn't have as much time. And I think that there is something to that when you hear quarterbacks talk about, you got to develop that chemistry, you got to develop in the off season where you know how a guy runs routes, you know how he comes out of breaks, all those things. And Wentz just didn't have that where McCarthy didn't. And I'll go back to the offseason. The guy that really stood out in terms of having chemistry with McCarthy was Addison. I mean, those two just seemed like they clicked from day one. And I thought Addison was the best player throughout training camp. And then obviously he had to sit for the first two games because of suspension. So, I mean, I'm curious to see now that JJ's back, how that kind of rekindles, because we saw signs of it throughout camp that he had that chemistry. And now it's just, you got to play together and you got to have more reps and more snaps together. So I think will start to show up more. And yesterday, you know, that was a good start.
I think Justin Jefferson is very well composed, and he seems to be a very smart dude. That wouldn't be someone who'd say something critical, but I just kind of feel like he's not getting targeted enough. He hasn't been getting the ball enough to be happy. Have you seen any of that? I feel like I've seen a couple of him make some faces during the games where he's just like, oh my God, can't you guys give me the ball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's everybody, every receiver wants the ball, but I will say he's kind of the outlier in terms of he doesn't voice it. Now he's talked about, he feels like no matter who the quarterback is, he's going to get open. He trusts him to throw him the ball and he's going to make a play for him. But in terms of some of the diva wide receivers that we've seen historically throughout, this league, Justin Jefferson is the anti that. Like, he doesn't complain. He's a positive, optimistic, always feels like, I think he takes the leadership role very serious.
Yeah.
Well, I know he does. I mean, it's something that's important to him. So if there's any frustration that comes out because, not getting a ball or a pass, I think it's more stems from he's an ultra competitor and he feels like he can make a play.
Sure.
But I don't think he'd come out in a way that's like harmful or detrimental to what they're trying to accomplish.
Good question here on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Can you ask, why aren't we using Adam Thielen more?
Well, there's just only so many, we're talking about.
We have a good receiver core, right? Like,
well, that's the thing. When you got Jefferson, Addison, and Hockenson, and then you're trying to run the ball too, there's only so many plays in the game. And I think where Adam has to show up is on third down, right? That's where he's going to probably make his mark or his impact. But when Addison came back, you knew his numbers were going to dip and in terms of snap count. And then Jalen Naylor, I mean, he's a guy that's ahead of him now. We saw him make a terrific catch yesterday to seal the game. So I think it's just the pecking order in terms of where they're at. And, they need to get more snaps for anything, as much as anything. And that's with controlling the ball and having longer drives, and then you might see it. But I think with where they are now, he's their fourth wide receiver. And number five, if you put, Hockenson in there as a receiving target.
Chip Scoggins with the Star Tribune. Chip, do you have time for one more question?
For sure.
Okay. What's going on with the Minnesota Wild? And did they finally won? They won their last hockey game. Do you feel like they're going anywhere, or what's going on with them?
I don't know. I need to see more, Chris. Obviously, it's been bad in terms of this start and just the number of issues they've had, the goals they've given up. They haven't been good enough at goaltending, haven't been good enough defensively. I looked last week, I think, when I was talking to Chad, they had given up the second most goals allowed in the NHL at like four a game. They're not going to win many games doing that. So I don't know. I mean, I know they had a players-only meeting, and those things can either be good or overblown, however you want to look at them. But just need to see more evidence and more consistency the one game, and it starts with defensively. They just got to be a lot better back there.
Did I read that Guerin, gave him some kind of you-need-to-toughen-up type speech?
Well,
messaging, I don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
That's kind of a Bill Guerin move, right?
That's right. They just haven't been good defensively. And, I mean, and it's just not just the goaltender, not just the defense. It's been everything. And so, we tend to blame the goaltending, but a lot of that's a product of what happens in front of the goalie. So, they just have to be better. I mean, they can't keep giving up that, that many goals and expect they're going to, win many games. So we'll see. We'll see if they can tighten it up and start to play more consistently. That's the main thing. It's just, they just got to be more consistent at it.
Chip Scoggins with the Star Tribune. Good to talk to you, Chip. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
All right, for those of you who might have been watching football yesterday, and even if you weren't watching the game or didn't see it happen, I'm sure you saw it on social media, another gruesome football injury making the news today. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Should we be showing these types of injuries over and over again? Or should we hide them from public view and pretend they didn't happen? I have thoughts. I want to know yours when we come back. Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free. to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:22. Make a wish. Chad Hartman's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Good to be hanging out. I think I'll be back here again on Wednesday. More topics to discuss.
You got invited back?
Well, that is actually a great point. We'll see how their next half hour goes.
So, I didn't get an invitation for Wednesday, but I have one for tomorrow.
Well,
I'm kind of sad because I love working with you, Chris.
It's nice of you to say, Lindsay.
We're just talking about the kindred spirits that hockey players and specifically goalies have with baseball players, because things are so bad and out of your control that we make up deities to help explain things and that we can hopefully get some of that control back.
I always thought the phrase puck luck was a ridiculous thing.
It is the blessings that you have worked for at the hands or for the hockey gods. I always say a great way to pay homage to the hockey gods is to make sure you pick up the pucks before the game starts. Like I always see, which team is sending more bodies in? Yep. That's who's going to be with the hockey karma of the day.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep, it's fine.
Your observation is a high-level player.
It's what I did. Goalie's all about observationing. That's what we do.
Had a good conversation with Chip Scoggins. This got started because we were talking about the Wild and them sort of being all over the place. And as we were going into commercial break, I teased that I wanted to talk about the showing of injury and the showing of people getting hurt in football games. It happens to be a little bit of a triggering thing for me, and I don't like the word triggering. I am a below knee amputee, and I ultimately had to amputate my leg because of sports injuries. So when I see somebody's ankle go in a game, which regularly you watch any football game, you're going to see two or three of these things happen. And I'm kind of like, okay, I got it that you showed it once. I don't need you to show it 900 more times. Jaden Daniels, quarterback for the Washington Commanders, took a hit. His non-throwing arm, I mean, it just bent in a way that it's not supposed to bend.
Hyperextended to the point where it just gave up that joint.
And it's ugly. It's awful. It's absolutely horrifying. You have some audio of what the announcers were saying right after it happened.
They immobilized that left arm.
I guarantee you, he wanted no part of that cart that they brought out there. And you see, we were talking about it on the opening on camera, just the fact that he was at practice this week. There wasn't just the players. It was the coaches.
Everybody.
It was the general. Everybody was uplifted because he was back. He is. And you saw it on the opening on camera with Melissa, right, down there of the interview. He's just one of those guys you're naturally drawn to and you naturally cheer for. And he is, God willing, a superstar player in this league for a long time to come.
All right, so you heard the call there. Everybody obviously, you know, commending Jaden for being a good dude and somebody that, you know, people want to be around. And, I mean, that's all beside the point.
What do you talk about when you're seeing a player trying to be helped off the field?
Right,
like, how do we tap dance this?
I mean, and so that's what I kind of want to talk about a little bit. Should they go to commercial break and get away from it and not have to have that awkward conversation with the announcers and not show us what's going on? Should that be, I mean, one could definitely make that argument, but on the other hand, injury in football is a real thing. And if any of you out there have ever had a player, you know that the whole career can go with one moment, and it happens a lot. It happens a lot. And maybe as consumers of football, we don't want to think about that.
Doesn't really make me feel super good about my game day fits and making sure that we get home from services and that we have enough time to get our jersey on. And, oh, yeah, it's like Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's all these things that they put in front of us to distract from the fact
that these guys are beating the living crap out of each other.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the core part of why we can't look away. No matter how we like to slice it, that's why we're so attracted to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up, Chris, when the first thought I had after seeing the video, again, I'm an observer of all things, including my thoughts. The first thing I thought was, thank God it's not his throwing arm.
Which is probably what he thought.
Which is everybody. Like, when you think about it from a consumerist standpoint, whether you're a teammate, a fan, a coach, whoever, you're saying, thank God it's not his throwing arm. But Jaden Daniels, like all athletes, are more than the parts that are put together for your entertainment.
Yeah, well, that's a great point.
Right? Like, these are human beings, and that's that dehumanization conversation that I think you and I can have in probably a more qualified way than some other people can.
As people who've played in competitive sports, you playing relative high level.
Yep,
I played in college, but I wouldn't say high level. It was kind of podunk. But my son played football, D1 football, and he can't play anymore because of a concussion.
How many does he have total, or is it just one bad one?
So many. No,
I have four diagnosed. Yeah. It's something I think about every day.
He's got well more than that.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, so I've lost a foot from playing sports. So. Mm-hmm. You can look at it and go, yep, that's the reality. It actually is a really dangerous sport, and sports are very dangerous. And then there's the idea that like, does anyone care really, though? Like, think of the ancient times watching the gladiators. Yep, the gladiators got killed all the time.
Well, he's dead, right?
It's you don't think of them as a real, you know, real people are now could see their entire thing they've worked their entire lives for gone just like that. So then we're showing this video over and over and over again. Damar Hamlin, when he dropped a couple years ago, talking text line 651-461-9226. I'm wondering what you guys think. Should we scour the video from anyone even be able to see it, so it may makes it seem that football is safe or whatever the sport might be? Or should we show it and show it more and then go back and visit this guy in 4 months and show that his career's over and show that he's lost everything? And will that give people a greater admiration of the athletes and what it's like to be injured? I mean, that's another way that you could look at that.
Yeah.
Like, go back. Let's revisit this. This guy's, you know, life is messed up. For those of us of a certain age, we remember Joe Theismann. He was, it was Monday Night Football game. He was sacked by Lawrence Taylor. And he just got, and his leg, compound fracture, career ender. And that was it. And that was the first time I saw one of these injuries. I was like, oh, my God, that. And it was awful. You've probably never seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it.
Well,
yeah.
That's part of the lead into the Blind Side, isn't it? The movie with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. And then there was a college basketball game a couple of years ago.
Where?
In the Final Four, right?
Yep. It was
in the March
Madness. Louisville. Yeah. And I remember this because this was on Easter Sunday. My grandma's still with us, so it's a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the kid whose leg snapped, compound fracture where the bone was sticking out. And it was like, you saw it because it was right in front of his team bench and everybody sees what happens. And then there's this huge reaction, like, you know, that's a traumatic thing to witness.
Right.
And
millions of people witnessed it.
A lot of people point back to that because it's not the first time we've seen, as you alluded to, there's other injuries we've seen. But that one just seemingly sticks out more. And maybe it's gotten worse. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a different way to catalog it. But I felt like there was more desensitization to that level of violence going forward from that moment.
That's a good point.
Right.
And people were passing it all around on social media. And it was like, oh, my God, you got to see what happened to him.
And I grew up in an era of MTV where a large part of their programming was TV shows like Scarred people doing crazy stuff,
right.
Being like, watch me take this shopping cart off a giant ramp. Let's be jackass together. I'm Steve-O, right? That was like a huge part. And this is kind of culminating in that fusion between reality and entertainment that sports inhibits. And we see it, and then we go to commercial, and then the game just goes on.
Yep, up, next man up.
Right.
Like it's nothing. Like that there's not a thought that...
Well, do the bodies even matter, Chris?
Well, don't get me started if we're going to throw the whole gambling aspect into all of it.
Seriously, though.
WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. A comment here. I think injuries should be shown.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of the game. Parents need to know the risks as their kids consider playing football. I mean, that's a good perspective. I'm going to defend football, and then I'm also going to, on the other side of my mouth, I'm going to say how dangerous it is. But I think football is a good game. I'm definitely not saying that people shouldn't play football, but I think that people should be, as a consuming public, be very aware of that these guys can get hurt and they can be hurt their entire lives, and that's it. If your kid likes it and wants to do it and enjoys it, they're going to get a lot out of it too. So is there a risk they're going to get hurt? Yes.
It's just hard, Chris, because we've already touched on this conversation a little bit earlier about how the culture of sports, and specifically youth sports, has really changed.
Yeah.
And these lessons, like one of the things I take away, sports is a great arena to practice life.
That's what it should be about.
What it should be when we're all singing Kumbaya and everybody brought apple slices and orange slices for in-between periods and everything. Like, but it's become such a big business, whether that's infusion of gambling money, whether it's what I believe to be one of the last avenues of social mobility is professional sports or collegiate sports with NIL and that introduction. Like you're having people now have access to different levels of wealth, which can change people's lives. That's really a big reason why a lot of people get into sports, period, taking on those risks.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to paint athletes or specific athletes into a corner where it's saying, well, you guys come from a tough place and this is the only way you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Like I would never want to minimize anybody's experience like that. But I think there's people that make that decision to potentially change the life of their families. But now we've moved more into a different mindset that happens with the further commodification of the sport, which is it becomes more of a reputation and ego-based pursuit. Not the kids themselves.
No, the parents, yeah.
The parents, so they can... or just that
It's a status thing.
It's 100%. A status thing.
My kid's good at this.
And is status truly worth the risk that you take on? Are all the lessons, is there enough lessons to go around still that it's worth that you would put your son and have the same concussion risk and everything else? Would you put him in the same, if he was 6 years old right now, would you make the same decisions? And he was going to the sports culture as you know it now?
It was always going to be his decision.
Sure. And it was always a discussion, I'm sure, because as you know.
Every year. Every year we talk about it. You don't want to play football? Don't play football.
That's what makes you a good sport parent.
Well, it
better than most, Chris. I deal with a lot of them.
If you ever saw me at a basketball game, the way I yelled, I'm not a good sport
parent. You stand alone at least in the corner, hands crossed, black jacket. Are you a scout?
It's mainly because my wife wouldn't sit next to me during the games, but I digress. Good conversation. Lloyd says, lots of bad stuff out there. Hard to feel bad for the pro millionaires. That stuff happens to kids all the time. I got your point. They're very well paid. They know the risks.
Money doesn't save you from suffering.
It's very true. All right. We come back. We touched on this a little bit earlier. Dinky Town this weekend. One person dead. People injured. And Susie Jones revealed a personal connection to that, too. But I want to talk a little bit more about that. When we come back, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Appreciate you listening today. It is 2:42. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. If you were here if you weren't with us a little bit earlier, Chad's off today. I want you to go back and listen to the podcast at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We had Susie Jones here from the newsroom, and we were playing the overrated, underrated, and properly rated, and which I think is generally kind of a lighthearted conversation. But it took a left turn, and we weren't expecting this. But Susie revealed that a relative of hers had been victimized in the shooting that happened over the weekend at Dinky Town. And I had already had this on my list of things that I think we need to talk about today. And this just brought it home even more. And Susie was sort of explaining again, I would really go back and listen to that if you missed it, explaining how this just has such a ripple effect through your family. And it's a and there was somebody else who died. Her loved one is okay, but that's not the end of it. And these kids are going to have to live with this the rest of their lives. And all they were doing was getting pizza. They were standing outside getting pizza. And I do think, and I've tried to get in touch with the U specifically about Dinkytown before to talk about it was homecoming weekend, and I'd reached out asking them if they had any extra plans or if they were trying to do anything to keep people safe. And they sort of walled up and said, oh, we don't have anybody that's available. And Susie mentioned that earlier, that that seems to be the policy over there when it comes to talking about crime in Dinkytown. And I don't think that we can just take that to be the answer. And that's just it. That, well, they're not going to say anything, and we're working on it. We got it covered. You should have the expectation, and I know that there are things that happen all over the country, and people get, unfortunately, people become victims of gun violence. There should be an expectation that a kid over getting a piece of pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning on Halloween can do that safely and not have to end up with a life-changing bullet wound that you're going to deal with the rest of your life and the trauma and everything that goes along with that. So if you have any power over at the University of Minnesota, send them an email. Make a phone call. Tell them you don't think you got to do something. What you're doing here, it's not working. WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. If you have anything to say about that, I would love to hear comments, having some great comments and dialogue here, great conversations here so far today. DeRusha going to be in a little bit. I'm going to chat with him in a few moments. And I want to ask him specifically about leaves and his, I'm sure he has a stance. Jason, he has a stance on everything. And I love him for it.
You know he has a guy that just takes care of it, right? He probably doesn't even have a yard. All he has is condos. He's collecting like Infinity Stones.
I don't know that to be true. But I want to talk to Jason about his policy on leaves. So we'll have that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 2:49. Time for the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor 50% off. Through November 30th.
Nice.
Guess who just walked in? It's.
Well, I heard you tease that I was going to have thoughts.
Well, I know you're going to have thoughts.
I don't know. I've been off all weekend. I'm a little out of practice.
How was your weekend?
Very nice.
Yeah?
Very nice. Yeah. Friday night, Halloween. Okay turnout.
Ours was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
The turnout was okay, and then we left to go to my sister-in-law's house. She lives a block and a half away, and they had the World Series on in the garage. Fun. So, you know, my brother-in-law was giving out fireball little shots.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Yep.
I know this may come as a surprise. That's not exactly my drink of choice.
I could see you doing it situationally, but that
I've done it. I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
But I did bring my own flask. I mean, that's just called, I'm a grown up.
Yeah. What, you know? Do you have Buffalo Trace in there or something?
I went with tequila, in fact.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You know.
Top shelf, I assume.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah. Come on. Drive time. What do you think? So good weekend.
Good.
But your topic that you teased going to break is something that my wife and I were talking about yesterday.
So do you do your own leaves?
Yes. Okay. So yes.
See, Lindsay, I thought he might do it.
Alyssa asked, though. She's like, should we hire someone to take care of the leaves?
Because it's a terrible job. Nobody wants to do leaves.
It's a terrible job, and I mostly just mow over it.
That's what I wanted to know.
You mow?
I'm a mulcher. I mow. Hell yeah.
Ride along?
The experts say.
Ride along.
The experts say that's what you're supposed to do.
The problem is, though, the experts maybe have like one tree.
Right.
Right?
When you got. Well,
yeah, I mean, there's so much.
I'm sure in your palatial home.
Well, when we moved into this house 17 years ago, we laughed about living in Maple Grove and having like zero leaf cleanup to do.
Right, but now the trees
have grown for 20 years, and like, yeah, there's a lot. So I've already mowed twice to kind of chop up the leaves, And I still feel like there's a good third of the tree still with the leaves.
It's a terrible job for somebody with OCD because the leaves are everywhere.
Oh, as soon as you mulch it,
boom.
Right.
Right there.
It's the ultimate. It's similar to like cleaning out your basement where like you've worked all day and then you look and your basement still is full of crap.
You're like, what?
What happened?
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody.
Do you mulch or do you rake?
I mulch. Somebody you and I know very well. Well, you know this person somewhat well. The person was in your former industry.
Okay.
My current industry.
Got it.
Got into some kind of a neighborly dispute over leaves this weekend.
Yeah. I can see where that would go wrong. Because if your neighbor is a raker and you're a mulcher, the neighbor is annoyed that your leaves are...
It's not like a natural line just lives between your yards.
No, I know.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not taking care of my tree's leaves that are going on my neighbor's yard. That's a you problem.
That is the question.
That's a you
are
problem.
Are you responsible for your leaves blowing across the street?
No, and frankly, my ultimate leaf management approach...
is a windy day.
Absolutely. No greater victory.
But the flip side of that is you're getting the neighbor's leaves.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, that's...
It doesn't work that way. The wind doesn't just blow away.
Now, we don't have a fence. We don't have a fenced yard. Yeah. I am a welcoming soul. I don't need to shut down.
Bring people in. Right.
Come on to the backyard if you want. I don't know.
Such a community,
but
man.
Next to me, that neighbor has a fence. And so the leaves from the block sort of blow up against his fence and stop in my yard.
Yep.
It's fine. Just in the dark of night, I shove it through like the little openings. But as far as I know, there's no Ring camera. I haven't seen any evidence posted on the neighborhood Facebook page
yet. You're
going to
see that on WCCO TV.
Caught on tape.
Former anchor. I feel
but can you hire someone to come do this? I would like to.
Leaves?
Yeah.
Of course you can,
I guess you can hire anybody to do it.
I have one of those giant backpack leaf blowers, which it's one of the greatest inventions of our time.
Gas-powered?
Oh, God, yeah. 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 It's like
I have the battery-powered.
Special gas-powered? Yeah. Do I go to the right gas station?
Yeah.
Non-oxygenated?
No, yeah, yeah. Oh, got to be mixed with oil.
Like the boat.
The whole bit.
Yeah.
And it was so windy yesterday, and I wanted to mulch, but I thought, well, let me try to blow these leaves up onto my yard so I can properly mulch them. Every one of the leaves flew up in the air and went in the neighbor's yard, and I was like, oh my God. And are they mad at are they mad at me?
I think you've done your best.
I mean,
it's not your fault.
I was thinking of them when I was cleaning them up.
I think about this because in Maple Grove, anyway, you're not allowed. When I grew up in suburban Chicago, you could just rake your leaves to the curb, and then the city would come and suck them up.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice.
It must be nice being a big city.
I think, don't they do that in
Edina? Probably.
No. I thought in Minneapolis or Maple Grove or St. Paul, I thought one of the cities sucked.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
But maybe not. Maybe not. But putting those things in the bags. So we have a yard waste disposal facility up in Maple Grove. And so you fill the bags with leaves and then you drive that to the disposal. But you can't leave the bags.
You have to empty the bags. It's the dumbest thing.
You have to empty the bags. Yeah. And so it's just like leaf residue all over your trunk. I don't know. I'm thinking of just hiring someone.
I used to have this property that had leaves everywhere. And I think one year I got like 78 giant bags of leaves.
Yes.
And I'm never doing this again.
I wonder if there are people who have gone to the point where they've just sold their house or like too many leaves.
I think that's
because I think about it like you're in South Minneapolis, the big tree aprons like, or
I'm
whatever.
Out. I'm out.
I've given up.
I'm out. Call Homestead Road.
Just sell it now.
Just come and take it away.
Right. All right. I like it. I like this topic.
I do too.
I may steal this topic later this week. And just know I'll be thinking of you when I recycle your material.
Great. Just like those.
You're
leaves.
A giver. Just like the all you do is recycle.
Yep.
It's the mulching.
Have a good show, Jason. Thanks for stopping by.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.